Welcome to Powering Travel, a new audio platform brought to you by Expedia Group. The use of technology to enhance the travel experience has been one of the major advances in the industry in the last couple of decades. The continuous evolution of technology offers plenty of advantages, but also poses risks like bad actors who commit fraud or gain access to personal sensitive information. As a travel provider, staying up to date with all of the vulnerable areas in your business can feel overwhelming. Considering the high stakes of traveler safety and security, it's important to understand the resources available to you to help protect your travelers. According to Juniper Research, merchants lost around $38 billion in online payment fraud in 2023. Huge numbers, right? That's a lot of money and a lot of angry customers. Imagine the additional costs of managing chargebacks or the amount of customer service resources needed, not to mention the potential damage to your brand's reputation as you work quickly to resolve these issues. But we're not here to scare you. Instead, we're bringing you some insight into what to look for, what travel fraud actually means, and what are some tools to help you protect your business. Today's guest, Amit Ghosh, leads Expedia Group's fraud and risk portfolio for all brands and products. He has over 30 years of experience in enterprise-wide product leadership, spanning e-commerce, fraud protection, cloud technologies, travel, payments, security, compliance, and software as a service. Amit has over 15 years of experience in the fraud mitigation space specifically, where he's led global teams at Amazon and for the past decade at Expedia Group. Well, Amit, thank you so much for taking the time today. I know that this is a topic that a lot of our partners are talking about. Many of our listeners might actually be familiar with you as you've been at several of our Explore events over the last couple of years. So can you first give us kind of a high level understanding of what the landscape looks like when it comes to fraud in travel?
Sure. Fraudulent threats are everywhere. Many of us have either fallen victim to fraud or know someone who has. These threats are particularly significant in the travel industry. And why I say that? In a typical online marketplace, threats are usually confined to the shopping and ordering steps. However, for travel, once you have your ticket, your journey is just starting. As a traveler, you are now out in the real world. And every step of the journey, whether it's a flight, hotel, vacation rental stay, experience activity, even dining reservation, they're all a potential area where a threat actor can take advantage.
What has changed in recent years, especially in the online space, that's allowing these threat actors to act in new and different ways?
We have seen recent advancements, primarily in AI tools and capabilities. It's prevalent everywhere. If you see in the news, the recent AI advancements, as it helps all of us to do it and provide a better experience for our customers, it's also the same tools available for our threat actors. One of the big area that we see is phishing. Phishing emails have become increasingly sophisticated. The contents are so convincing and contextual that's becoming nearly impossible for a human to identify the difference. These new tools then enable threat actors to build those sophisticated attacks, create fake images, voices, videos, websites, links, everything that we use to communicate throughout our travel planning and experience journey. And why phishing is something we should worry about? Phishing messages are the easiest way for a threat actor to exploit us and enable a fraudster to bypass any type of fraud controls. It's an entry. And when the AI tools makes it easier for the fraudsters to gain entry. These type of threats are not new. We are always aware of phishing and scam messages. However, with the AI tools, they have become more sophisticated. And our shopping patterns have changed. Most of us now rely fully on online services for all our travel. It's not just booking, every experience throughout, even tracking, sharing, making changes, having conversations, everything we're starting to do online. So the threat surface increased and the technology is making it easier for the attacks. The other thing for every travel providers to think of, like if the phishing messages originate from their content So like a phishing message being sent posing as a hotel owner, it not only impacts the traveler, but it also impacts the reputation of the hotel owner and creates mistrust.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. So essentially, these fraudsters could pose as a hotel, potentially send these emails to travelers, and then that is an entry point for these bad actors, essentially, to get information and almost pose as the hotel. So it's a really good point that you brought up, that it creates that mistrust, which is even more important for travel providers to understand the lay of the land. So thank you so much for laying that out. I'd like to hear from you. What are you hearing from partners in terms of what their concerns are and maybe where there might be gaps in their understanding of these risks?
Yes, we do maintain ongoing discussions with our partners. And some of those would be in active conferences or just one-on-one forums through our market managers. And our supply partners are huge, right? They span different industries, including airlines, hotels, vacation rentals, property managers, car rentals, activity providers, cruise companies, many more. And we also have demand partners. They are from our solutions, our white label solution partners, our API partners, our travel agents, affiliate partners. We constantly hear from them is that the threat of fraud isn't limited to time of booking alone. They do see fraud in the time of booking, but a significant portion of the fraudulent activities occur either during the planning phase or during the actual travel journey, which extends beyond their direct visibility. So that's the thing they struggle with. Fraudulent conversations can happen over emails, text messages, WhatsApp exchanges, and even social media interactions, and they don't have visibility to those. They also struggle with a lot of post-booking activities, including itinerary changes, cancellations, policy-violating behaviors related to advertisement and marketing campaigns they have. And even at the time of stay at a hotel or a vacation rental, there are potential risks.
Yeah, wow. So every point where there may be a communication, there's a potential risk. So that's I think, really important for us to understand. So then, you know, with all of these conversations you're having, getting this insight from our partners, how is Expedia Group plugged in here? Like, where do we sit in this larger puzzle?
Our primary objective is to ensure a trusted experience for all our travelers and partners who come to our marketplace through our website, through our app. And that's the primary thing we actively monitor for, monitor the threat landscape for all our customers. And we also recognize there's escalation and sophistication of these threats. We also recognize that the threats are not just in the beginning or when at the time of booking. They're all through the planning and stay journey. So we take an end-to-end approach. We do not look at as one area and ignore the others. We look at the full end-to-end travel journey. And we are constantly identifying the threats. We invest heavily in leveraging science and technology to detect these fraudulent activities. We also have decades of experience in this field. So we possess unparalleled expertise and data over the years of experience. Supplying these two, we are able to minimize any threat impact to our travelers and partners who come to our marketplace. And this is our commitment, which aligns to our mission, Expedia's mission, of powering global travel for everyone, everywhere.
So I'd like to go back to what you mentioned about the sophistication of these fraudulent activities. So you mentioned AI, phishing. Considering these new advancements are technology-based, in what ways can our partners ensure that they're up to date on the security required to mitigate these risks?
The first step is always awareness. I think we sometimes think of have to do many things, and it's scary, but I think I want is to step back and just be aware. Being aware is a very important step. If we invest in employee training, review internal security, champion with constant reminders, exercise caution. Have your team, have your employees exercise caution. Take a simple step of asking an extra question when in doubt. Avoid reacting during times of urgency. We know that all our partners want to ensure a secure experience for our guests. And this will take more than awareness, it will take more investment. But it does begin with that first step of being aware and being cautious. The old mechanism of just assuming fraud detection will happen with old tools, they no longer work against this technological advancement and the changing threat landscape. So if we take those initial steps, simple steps of awareness and being cautious, then invest the time and identify what we must do. How must we reimagine our future fraud mitigation solutions?
That's a really great point about fraud mitigation solutions, the future of what that looks like. What are some of the solutions that Expedia Group is working on, and how are we providing new solutions to support our partners? What are the solutions that Expedia Group is working on? How are we providing new solutions to support our partners?
So we remain committed to investing in fraud mitigation for both our travelers and partners who utilize our online marketplace. However, many of our partners engage in businesses which are across multiple segments, including other travel agencies or even their own websites. To help our partners address threats from these channels, we can extend the same level of protection to all traffic associated with the partners. So they can provide the same level of trusted experience for their travelers and in their interactions. Our fraud prevention as a service solution extends that capability to our partner. Our solution is powered by machine learning and risk expertise in travel, allowing partner to leverage it for their fraud protection. They can continue using various sales channels for their supply and demand products, all while knowing that they're offering a secure and reliable experience to their customers.
Yeah, that's great to know that, you know, we're using the most cutting edge, up-to-date technology to really fight these bad actors who are also leveraging that same technology to, you know, do some scamming, right? Some fraud activity. I know we've covered a lot. We've covered, kind of the lay of the land, what we're doing to support our partners. Are there any other topics you wanted to touch on, or even parting words for our partners to give them kind of some reassurance on our commitment to power global travel everywhere for everyone?
I think the fraud has always been there. The new technology advancements, science advancements in machine learning and AI are making it easier for fraudsters. But let's not be worried about it. We have the same technology as we are using those technology to improve experience. It's our opportunity to also reimagine our fraud detection mechanism. And we will ensure that we mitigate this threat actions, mitigate this attack, and ensure that you can run your business successfully. So to all our partners, I think just be aware that you're already aware there is threats. Just be aware of the new changing landscape. And it is changing. It is growing. Take the simple step, learning, understanding. But also now take the step of saying, how can I get better? How should I get ahead of it? And we are here to help. We are not building this solution just for you. We will build this solution for our marketplace. We will make it effective for our market. We will be constantly investing it for our marketplace. So we are just making it available to you. So you can use it wherever you are doing business outside our marketplace, whether during any of the travel journey of planning, booking, and post-booking activity. So just partner with us and we can help you.
Great. I love that. Thank you so much, Amit, for, you know, kind of demystifying this for us and bringing your expertise. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for this day.
From email to AI, there are plenty of ways where bad actors can seek out vulnerabilities to cause harm. Luckily, by understanding the landscape of fraud and travel, you'll be able to make the right choices to proactively protect your business. Amit currently leads the team responsible for developing and maintaining a world-class fraud decision engine tailored specifically for the travel industry. Fraud prevention as a service enables Expedia Group to effectively mitigate risks, including reducing impacts from payment fraud, chargebacks, and account takeover attacks. Expedia Group's cutting-edge fraud detection and loss prevention solution is now accessible to businesses across various sectors, empowering them to protect themselves from the continuously evolving threat landscape. To learn more about how you can implement this service into your business, talk with your market manager or visit the link in the description. Thanks for listening to Powering Travel, brought to you by Expedia Group.